Blog Talk Radio.
Pretty women wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model size. But when I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's me. I walk into a room just as cool as you please, and to a man, the fellows stand or fall down on their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes and the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist and the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's me. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they say they still can't see. I say, it's in the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breath, the grace of my style. I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's me. Now, you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. I say, it's in the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palm of my hand, the need for my care. 'Cause I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's me. I love me some Maya. Well, all right. I love that song. Hello, and thank you so much for tuning in. This is author Teresa Banks, and this is my debut here on Blog Talk Radio, and I am truly excited about it. I have to start off by thanking those of you that have taken the time off to send me either an email or to place a message on Facebook or MySpace with your words of encouragement. I truly appreciate your support, and I hope you enjoy this segment as well as future segments to come. Now, I started off my first show here by reading a poem to you. It was written by Maya Angelou, and no doubt you probably heard it before. It's called Phenomenal Woman, and I was reading from one of her books that has the title The Complete Collected Poems of Maya Angelou. And then following the reading of that poem, you heard a song by Sylvia Federick. She is a beautiful woman, a talented lady, and she was singing, I Plead the Blood. It's just one of several songs that's on her new CD called Sister Under Construction. And I highly recommend you go over to her website at sangseal.com and pick up your copy today. Her website address is spelled sangsyl.com. Now, anytime this program is airing, you are more than welcome to dial right in to say hello or to ask any questions, or if you want to just leave your laptop or your desktop and listen to the program by phone, you can do that as well. The phone number is 626-213-5732. And if you want to be heard on the program, you will need to press the number 1 in which to do so. Now, what I thought I would do today is share some personal information about me to you, and then after that, answer some questions that I've been asked. Now, first and foremost, just a little personal data. I am married to Todd Banks. I reign out of the beautiful and windy city of Chicago, and I have to tell you, honey, it is starting to get cold here. Our temperature has dropped down into the 30s and the 40s, and not only is it cold, but I have been putting up with the cold. I think it's probably been about 2 weeks now, so hopefully my voice will clear up, my throat will clear up, and I'll be feeling much better in the days to come. And what's crazy about our weather here in the Chicagoland area, as I'm sure a lot of you know, is that we are cold a long time. Here it is, November, and we won't be out of our coats and jackets and boots and everything else, all the other winter gear that we put on, until at least May, if not early June. It's almost insane, right? Maybe we need to move. Now, in addition to living in the Windy City, I wanted to share with you that I am the author of 4 different books. They have the title of Woman of Integrity, Becoming a Published Author, Barrenhood, and Surviving Layoff. I also own a company called Elisec Publishing. And one question I get all the time is, where did that name come from? And it's actually a tribute to my grandparents. One was named Ella, the other was named Cecil, so the business is named after them, Elisec Publishing. Now, my background is actually in IT. It's not in communications, it's not in radio or broadcasting. So if I happen to be on the air and you hear me fiddling around with something or you hear some crash or something in the background, just know I'll pull things together. Now, my background being in IT, with IT standing for information technology, means that I have been programming, I've been a systems analyst, I've been doing a little bit of everything in the IT field. I also have 2 degrees. I have a bachelor's of science degree in computer science that I earned from DePaul University, and a master's of science degree from computer science, that I earned from Governor State University. Now, anytime I have the opportunity, I plug two organizations that I have been a member of for well over 10-plus years. The first organization is Toastmasters International, and I encourage you to swing over to their website, toastmasters.org. And in a nutshell, the purpose of the organization is to help anyone that wants to improve their speaking, leadership, and listening skills. The other organization that I've belonged to a long time is Junior Achievement. I've volunteered with them, again, just as with Toastmasters, for well over 10 years. And with Junior Achievement, you can swing by their website at ja.org. And both of these organizations are worldwide, so truly look them up in your area. With Junior Achievement, you have the opportunity of going directly into the schools and helping kids at the K through 12 level. They have two different programs, one that they call JA in a Day, where they will give you the Junior Achievement materials to present for a given class, and you are there for just one day, anywhere from about 4 to 5 hours, and you're teaching the kids about economics, about business, how cities work, so forth and so on. Now, with the traditional JA, it's actually across 5 weeks. And you're going one day a week, anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour. And again, they give you all the materials you need to be successful, and more importantly, to really help the kids out so that it's an educational session for them as well. Now, I'm going to take a short break. I'm going to sip on a little tea, try to clear my voice a little bit. I'm going to let you listen to some more of Sylvia's beautiful song, and I will be right back after the break. Host Teresa Banks, and just a reminder, if you'd like to dial into the show, you're welcome to do so by calling 626-213-5738. You can use that phone number if you want to just listen in, or you can press the number 1 if you want to talk. I also have the chat open, so if you are signed on, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/ELLASEC. ELLASEC is spelled ELLASEC. And if you hurry, you will have a chance to actually talk to Sylvia, who is currently singing on the song that I just played a short while ago called I Plead the Blood. Her CD is wonderful. I play it in the car all the time. Her CD is called Sister Under Construction. And the website you want to go to is sangsil.com. It's spelled S-A-N-G. SYL.com. Now, what I'd like to do on this side of the break is to answer some questions that I received through email. I had a number of people say to me, girl, I'm going to have to listen in later after 10 o'clock. I'll probably be in the bed. So I wanted to make sure that I was able to answer some of the questions that came in. Now, one question was in regards to me and my writing, and a person wanted to know, when is my next book coming out? I don't think I've put one out in a couple of years now. And actually, I've been trying to kick around what to write next. I'm like some of the other authors you probably hear about all the time that constantly has characters in her head, constantly playing stories and thinking about what that next book should be. And so I'm leaning towards something for the Christian audience and maybe something for kids. I'm going to decide before the end of this year. And my plan is to have that next book out before the end of next year. So definitely stay tuned. And then another question I received, someone wanted to know what type of events I have that are coming up. And first and foremost, throughout the year, there are two different classes that I teach at South Suburban College in South Holland, Illinois, through their continuing education program. And one class is Becoming a Published Author. The other is Surviving a Layoff. So you want to make sure that when I give you the email address that I have later on at the end of the program, that you drop me an email so you can find out details about that particular, those two classes, I should say. And then coming up also December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, I will be with the C-Band Group in downtown Chicago at the State of Illinois building for their book fair. C-Band stands for the Chicago Black Authors Network. And then in March 2011, I'll be back at South Suburban College for their women's conference. And I look forward to speaking. I cannot wait to speak on that day and also to sell some books. Now, let me pause for just a second. I see there is a call here on the line, and it looks like the person is calling in from the 401 area code. Oh, excuse me, the 404 area code. You know, maybe by, maybe by show number 8 or something. I'll probably have all of this in hand, and I'll be able to just be a complete pro at all of this. So let me see if I've connected the person. Do I have the caller on the line from the 404 area code now?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, hello. Can you tell me your name and where you're calling from?
This is William Norman. I'm actually calling from Washington, D.C.
Oh, okay. So might this be my wonderful cousin, William Norman?
It is.
I'm going to detect your voices, right, especially my first cousins. Well, thank you for calling into the show, cousin. So how's life in Washington?
Doing great. Getting ready to head out to Boston tomorrow, but I promised you that I would try to make the show, and I finally just got a chance to call in, and I think you're doing a wonderful job. Keep up the great work, and kudos to you and your staff, and I hope to see you soon.
Well, you are so sweet, and I tell you, while you are here and on the air, please tell the listeners about your business, because you are just all over the place, so let them know what you do.
Well, you know, I'm with Omega Security, which is branched out of Atlanta, Georgia, and we travel around the country providing security for convention and trade shows, so that's what we do.
All right, cool. Well, I am so glad that you called in, and I love you very much, and always be safe on the road. You know I'm going to keep in touch with you.
Okay, thank you, T. Take care. Keep up the great work.
All right, thank you, and I'll definitely ring you soon. You know I will. I love you, too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Well, listeners, I tell you, that was a special treat for me, my first cousin, William, giving me a ring. I tell you, family, you can't do without family. That's all I have to say about that. And I love him very much. He is so sweet and so wonderful. And definitely look up Omega Security. I'll have to have him on the show doing a whole show of his own. Now, there's a couple more questions I wanted to answer here before I wrap up this very first show and this first program. You know, I do, as I said earlier, I teach a class called Surviving a Layoff, and I'm always getting questions in regards to that subject. And one person asked me about resumes and a good resume tip that I could give. And one that I can offer up is that when you are putting together your resume, especially the job history, where you're identifying all these different things that you do and you've done in the past and you accomplished, make sure you don't become too lengthy with that. I've talked to people from HR and different recruiters and potential employers, and they say, you know, when you make that area too long, if you're identifying tasks that you did and functions and roles you had job after job, then you're almost forcing them to make their hiring decision based on reviewing your resume alone. And you want the opportunity to be able to go into an office, sit with an interviewer, and tell them about you, and they not decide from just your resume if they're going to hire you or not. So really streamline that job history, make it crisp and to the point. And then the last question I wanted to answer today that came in to me through email is from a person who said, look, you know, I'm a seasoned employee, and I'm one who has been on the job a number of years. What can I do to make myself more competitive, especially when I'm up against someone who's fresh out of school, who may be able to start with a much lower salary than I can? And what I typically recommend is that people really pay attention to their skill sets. You know, we tend to be on jobs a long time. We master our craft. We almost become the residential expert. And we really have to pay attention to how things are moving with whatever field or industry that we're in, especially going to local libraries and figuring out and learning that a lot of them have, like, the Microsoft Office tools that you can learn if you need to learn that information. Return to colleges and universities and see if there are certifications or even college degrees that you need to get now, because a lot of times they're weaning people out just because they don't have certain qualifications. So make sure you check up on your skill set. And actually, if you tune in, I am going to have a show tomorrow called Surviving a Layoff Tips. It's at 10 o'clock in the morning, and that's Central Time, and it'll be tomorrow, November the 6th. So you definitely want to listen into that show. If you're unable to listen on the day of any of my programs, any of my shows, make sure you check out the archives and you go off to the website of blogtalkradio.com/Elasec. Elasec is spelled E-L-L-A-C-E-C. And check out any of the past episodes by going under Episodes on Demand. Now, as I wrap things up today, I want to tell you about a couple of other upcoming shows. This upcoming Sunday on November the 7th, Sylvia Hubbard will be joining me at 10 o'clock in the morning, and that's 10 o'clock Central. And then in a few days, baby, celebrity guest Mr. Larry Hill Taylor, blues man, blues singer. He plays the drums. He has an awesome new book out called Stepson of the Blues. You don't want to miss that show. So make sure you go to blogtalkradio.com/Elasec so you can see what shows are coming up. Now, let me give you some contact information, and then I'm going to let you hear Sylvia's song one more time as I close the show on out. If you want to reach me by email, I can be reached at mailtobanks@AOL.com. It's spelled M-A-I-L, the number 2, B as in boy, A-N-K-S, at AOL.com. And please make sure if you want details about the events that I mentioned earlier that you put that in there and in the subject area so I don't just wipe your email off, because Lord knows I'm notorious for deleting email under names I don't understand or that I don't know. So make sure in the subject area you put something about, you know, I'd like more information about the events or something in summary. I'll certainly respond. And then I'm also out there on the web. I have a MySpace page under myspace.com/Elasec. I'm out there on Facebook, but please be forewarned when you look me up under Teresa Banks, and if you decide to become a friend, please don't let your farm be dependent on me responding. Or if you're the type of person who likes to poke or hug or send flowers, don't take it personal if I don't respond right away, because I'm probably on Facebook maybe once or twice a week at the most. So I don't want the farm to die. I don't want the horses to not be fed or whatever creatures are out there on your farm. So, you know, don't take it personal if I'm slow in responding. If you want a quick response, please drop me an email. And then just a reminder of my four books, Woman of Integrity, Becoming a Published Author, Barrenhood, and Surviving a Layoff. You could pick up all four of those copies at Amazon.com. The holidays are coming. You're going to need some gifts for those stockings to put under the tree or however you celebrate. So make sure you go to Amazon and get copies today. And don't forget, do not forget, to go by SangSil.com to get a copy of Sylvia's CD, Sister Under Construction. And that website address, again, is spelled SangSil.com. Thank you all so much for tuning in, and I love you to my cousin that called in, Mr. William Norman. I look forward to doing more segments in the future, and the future is early as tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock a.m. Central. Until I talk to you all again, take good care of yourself and be well.